Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting second. The right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Charbonneau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dibzinski moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn spins and fires to second, with Smalley covering, and Dibzinski is picked off. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau strikes out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Garland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Wilfong moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Charbonneau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Charbonneau reaches second base with a double. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning bunts towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Diaz moves to second. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Verizer moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orta. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Wilfong goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove strikes out. There goes Orta. The throw from Weiniger to Smalley, and Orta is out. Two outs. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Charbonneau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Landro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Castano moves to second. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castano scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Ken Landro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landro is 0-for-3 in the game. Landro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Edwards now playing left field. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Charbonneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dell Alston pinch runs for Joe Charbonneau. John Verhoeven now pitching. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alston moves to second. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Gary Alexander. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alston scores. Hara moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Miguel Delone pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delone for the out. Hassey moves to second. Two outs. Daryl Jackson now pitching. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Rick Manning. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Cliff Johnson. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.